Ready? Hebrews 11:17. And before we start, just a reminder, this is a encouragement to the Hebrews from the Hebrew writer for them to take an example from those who went before them in faith, who walked by faith, who lived by faith, who were kept by faith, looking for the promise that was made to them. And this serves as an encouragement. It should serve as an encouragement for them. And in a roundabout way, I guess, drawing the application from it for us also. So we'll start at verse 18 and try to make, you know, make a few verses, cover a few verses. All right. Father, we thank you tonight for this time we have to spend around your word. As we continue to study in Hebrews, we pray that the word might have free course and that we might all be strengthened and edified tonight as we go through the studies. We pray for those who are not here, for Ed and Annette, and for maybe those who want to be here but can't make it. And for us here tonight, we pray that our hearts and minds might be clear to receive the word, and that it might not just be a reading, but it might be a lesson for us as we study your word, that we might receive it with gladness, and that it might bring forth fruit that you desire. We pray again as we go forward that the word might strengthen us, and the time will be for your glory and for our edification. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, 11:17, we talk about Abraham by faith. Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. And we did talk about how in the figure that Abraham believed that if God gave him Isaac while they were both dead, then it would be no problem for God to raise him up again. And the point, he did this by faith. That is, God told him, Abraham, he said, take your son, your only begotten son, take him to the mount that I will show thee and offer him up. That's what he said. All that's, you know what, even that's a type of Christ being offered. Abraham didn't know that. See, these things are written for the people to come. They can look back and say, like we can look back and say, that is a type, what?
Example of faith.
Example of faith, but that's a type of what? A type of Christ. What? A type of Christ being sacrificed, being offered, where God sets forth his son, and he says, in the mount. And that's what he does. He takes him to the mount.
More like foreshadowing.
Yes, you take that, a type, a foreshadow, and usually a type is a foreshadow of something, other event to come. Yes.
I have a question. When it says that he offered up his only begotten son, you know, he was the son of promise, and Jesus is called, well, it says that this day have I begotten thee, which was when he was raised from the dead, is when Christ mm-hmm. was begotten. So how is it used here, his only begotten son? I mean, I know it's discounting Ishmael, because he's already said receive the. Anyway, can you just help me with that? Its usage. Here?
All right, let me restate your question, because you said Isaac was called Abraham's only begotten son, mm-hmm. right? And Jesus Christ was called the only begotten son.
But he was begotten in his resurrection.
He was begotten in his resurrection.
Yeah.
And you're asking what's the relationship between
the correlation, or
okay,
in regards to Isaac, how is he his only begotten son?
I was going to turn to a verse, but I'll just quote these verses, best of my knowledge. Is, you know, Abraham already had a son, right?
Ishmael.
Mm-hmm. But he says
of
he's
the flesh.
Right there, of the flesh. He said, "This is my," he said to about the Lord, "This is my only begotten son." Now, in Genesis, I think it's 22. Somewhere in there. But he says this, when Isaac was weaned, said that they had a feast for him. And he blessed his sons, Abraham blessed his son, and sent them away. But he gave everything he had to Isaac. And Isaac, he was the son of promise. Right? And Jesus Christ, he gets everything that his father has. And he's the son of promise. I think in Romans, that Paul said that he was declared to be the son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead. Everything that God has belongs to the son. And the relationship, when he said this is the only begotten son, is the fact that they get everything. They're the heir of all. And Isaac was the heir of all. Christ is the heir of all. Isaac got all the blessings. Christ gets all the blessings.
So being his only begotten son, therefore he was the only son that received X, Y, Z.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Because what's the exact definition of begotten? Just.
That's his own, out of his own loins.
Yeah.
And you can say, like, even when Jesus was born, in Matthew, he said, that thing that's in thee is what?
Begotten of the Holy Spirit.
It's of the Holy Ghost.
So, in that regard, then, he's begotten from the dead by the Holy Ghost.
Or the Father. Right.
Or the Father. Saying, yeah,
the triune God.
You can find scripture for... You know,
right.
Jesus laid down, the Lord laid, gave him up, the Spirit, you know.
And you can see where he said, you destroy this body and I'll raise it up. So, but it's that's what he said when it said, in begotten, in Isaac's sense, not that he won't die again, but in Christ's sense is that he won't die again. When he was raised as the only begotten son, he won't die again.
And he's got it all, just like Isaac got it.
And he has
I see the correlation now.
Because I also, when I, what's the verse? It's like, so-and-so begot so-and-so. It's like, I guess it always seems like, it almost seems like there's two different meanings, but I guess it's not really.
Child into existence.
Yeah, and this... But in that case, like I said, it has more to do with the inheritance.
Yeah.
Well, and we know too in Scripture, the same word can be interpreted different ways depending on its usage.
Right.
Like salvation isn't always from hell. It's salvation from your enemies. It's salvation from
pitfalls.
Error.
Now, does that make sense?
Yeah.
That,
no, it does. It does. I just.
Yeah. Just tag on.
Okay. He says, accounting 19, that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. 20, by faith, and I think what I was saying is that Abraham did this by faith, where God told him to do that. And he always had... God's plan in mind was not just, you know, I'm going to test him to see if he really believes me. Some of those things that God did then was to benefit the people in the future. Like he'd say, write this for the time to come. Like he told Daniel, seal it up for the time to come. Where it makes, that's what I think that, not to get too sidetracked, when we start reading about Revelation and try to read everything into today, is people don't realize that that's written for the time to come. The people who will benefit from that most is the people who will be
contemporaneous,
in that day.
Contemporaneous with.
It's not today. It's not that day.
So today you'd be bending it like a pretzel to make it fit into what's going on.
Right, right.
Even
so,
though there's similarities.
Even though there's similarities, right. So, 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a-dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. And I think we talked about this last week, right?
I don't think we did. I mean, I know they took his bones.
Yeah, we quoted. I think we actually quoted the verse when we, in Exodus, where we...
Well, it's at the very end of Genesis, isn't it? It's in the last...
Well, they left out.
The last part of Brooks is in a, the word they use, the ark is the same word for coffin, or coffin is the same word for ark.
He was buried in a coffin, but when they took him out, they took his bones, they took Joseph's bones with them to the promised land, and he did it by faith. Joseph believed that there was a land that God promised them, and he wanted to go over there. If Joseph was going to be resurrected,
he wanted to be there where he was supposed to be.
He said, "Make sure take my bones over there.
When I come up, that's the land I'm going to be
standing on. I want to be home." By faith, 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. You know, that always struck me. He said, now, by faith, you don't really get that. If you watch the movie, they kind of throw you off. But the scripture said, by faith, what? By faith,
Moses,
when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me show you something. Mm-hmm. Acts 7.
Standing on the footstool.
What's a proper child? That mean he didn't cry at night? What does that mean?
He was the one.
He's handsome.
He was handsome?
He was mine said beautiful.
He was beautiful?
Yes, proper.
Oh, okay.
7:19. The same, Acts 7:20. In which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian, for he supposed his brethren would have understood what?
How that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not.
I was looking at Jenny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because she was looking at me.
I was looking at my face.
And not the words, right. But since she stopped, so she said that. I said, what does he mean? He was a proper child.
Well, there was a 400 year prophecy given.
He's only 3 months old, right?
He was hid 3 months. But
well, no, but I was just saying, like,
he was hid. Why? He was hid. He was hid
so he could live.
He was hid so he can live. He was hid by faith. What does that tell you?
That they believed what God had said, that at 400 years they would be slaves in Egypt.
Exodus 2. Yes. Somebody knew the time schedule, didn't they?
Yes, that's what it was. They believed what God had said to Abraham. 400 years I will afflict you. Your people will be afflicted and then they're going to come out. And he was born at the proper time, is what I'm assuming, to fit the bill to be that.
In due time.
That doesn't mean that necessarily his parents knew that he was the one, but they believed that if it was at the right time, they were going to hit him because they weren't going to sure weren't going to kill him.
Okay. I'm going to show you something. This might be a stretch to you.
Exodus 2.
Exodus 2:1.
And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Now, here, she just said she saw him, that he was a goodly child, and hid him 3 months. But we know from the Hebrew writer that she hid him what? We know from the Hebrew writer the reason she hid him was because she hid him.
Because they saw he was a proper child.
And we know that from the Hebrew writer, the reason why they hid him is because they hid him.
Not afraid of the king's.
By faith.
By faith. Yes. They heard from They heard from God, right. They heard from God to do what?
Hide him.
Okay. We're a little tired today. You got to go easy. I was waiting for the trick question.
Okay, but you got
just no trick question.
Remember, Frank, you said this could be a stretch, and I think you're telling us because it doesn't. It says by faith. It says they hid him. It doesn't say God told them that he was the child.
That's why I said we know by the Hebrew writer that the reason they hid him was because. By faith, God told him to hide. This is him. Okay? Now, this is the stretch I was telling you about, where he said that she saw he was goodly. Mm-hmm. And that made me think about another verse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm thinking, I said it now. I'm out there. I just saw. Okay, Genesis 6, this is just my connection here. Goodly is the same word, and the same Hebrew word as fair. Now watch this, Genesis 6:1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, on the surface, you'll say this. The angels, the sons of God, saw the women and said, wow. They are hot. Yes.
I thought the word meant a fit extension.
No. She said a fit extension.
So it meant hot?
I don't know where. But. This is what I said. This might be a stretch. This is what I saw. Is the reason why the woman was even created was for procreation. Mm-hmm. For the seed to propagate. Mm-hmm. And the seed was to propagate just so that they can have dominion and subdue. And when the angels, when they see this, the reason why the adversary wants to corrupt that process is because he sees that this process is the means by which they will be delivered. Mm-hmm. So if you see the, you know, the thing about Alien, remember Alien, the movie Alien, mm-hmm. where that this big mother alien was pumping out the little aliens. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Ripley, the lady who killed it, she would look at the big alien and she could see that she was fair. Does that make sense?
Not really. Well, to get rid of her, then there's no more babies.
To get rid of her, there's no more babies. If there's no more babies, the threat is over, right? So when
saying fair game.
When he sees the women, he sees that this is the vehicle to which the seed is coming. He saw that they were fair, they were fertile, they were productive, they were.
So therefore a fit extension to corrupt the seed law.
As a matter of fact, the word itself is a combination of words. It's bet and bar, B-A-R and B-E-T.
Which is bread and sun up,
isn't it? Not quite. It's sun and house. Is the woman is the vehicle which the son is housed. Duh, right? And when he sees that, he said, if this is the way it's coming, that's the process I need to corrupt. So he sees that when I say they're goodly, they're fair. He sees that they're fertile. And when you get to in Egypt, when they begin to propagate, he says that the Hebrew women were
lively.
Somebody was paying attention that day. That didn't mean they were lively. He said
they liked the rabbits.
He saw that the process was going too fast to keep up with.
They're gonna overtake us.
So when they see that he's fair, that's what they say, you know what? This is him. They said, look, Jochebed, Amram, said, that's him. Said, he's the one. Not Aaron, not Miriam, that one.
It's more like
him, you hide.
It's more like they're seeing God's plan in a way, in different situations. Like, you know, just God wanted woman to, bring forth life and
seed.
Yeah, and then
right.
Yeah.
So you see it throughout, even with Jesus, when they begin, same thing. So now that's it. Only reason I said it was a stretch because the words. If you see the words on the surface, you don't even look at that. You don't see that connection. So, they did it by faith. They hid him by faith. It wasn't because, you know, they say, oh, that's an ugly baby, or that's a pretty baby. Everybody thinks their baby is pretty, don't they?
Some are prettier than others.
So anyway, back to Hebrews. Now, when I said that was a stretch, that's my understanding of that, the word play. And I think that a little investigation would bear that out. Maybe a lot of investigation. Mm-hmm. But by faith, when he was born, was he at 3 months of his parents? He was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw
faith.
He was a proper child. Goodly. Okay. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, 24, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So when we see in Hebrews 7, when Moses was 440, he goes out. Not because he acted on his own, but he knew when he was 440, he knew what? Huh?
Gotta go.
Gotta go? What you mean, gotta go? He knew when he was 40, he knew when he was 440, he knew what?
God wanted him to do.
Say it again, brother.
God wanted him to do.
Don't be afraid. You knew what? What did God want him to do?
Lead
out the people. He's already gave up the passing pleasures of sin for a season.
He knew he was the deliverer. He said he supposed they had understood that he would be the one to deliver them. Now, that was Moses' mistake. What God gave him, he hadn't told them yet. So Moses thinking, you know what? If God told me I'm the deliverer, they probably know that I am too. So when they see me, guess what? They would say, he's the goodly man. There he is. And they didn't know that. So, 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproaches of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Now that's preparing the Hebrews is, and that's a good choice for us too, is, huh? Yes. Well, you can forget the suffering now and enjoy an easy road. But he says, choosing rather.
No, because there are going to be some that are saved, like the remnant. They're not going to lose their salvation. Right, there's some that are more faithful than others, we'll say, and so they get more reward.
He says, for he had respect unto the recompense of the what?
Reward.
What does recompense mean? Recompense, compensation, workers' compensation. What is that?
Money.
Recompensation is what?
Repay.
Repay.
You're gonna be like rewarded like a hundredfold for
rewarded. Repaid for what?
What you lost.
Look at the verse. You don't have to guess at it. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than the riches in Egypt, choosing rather to what? 25. Choosing rather to what?
Suffer
affliction than to enjoy what? Esteeming reproach, right? Mm-hmm. Greater than what?
Riches.
So, because he did that, God said that he, Moses, had respect to the what? It's right there.
The
what?
The
recompense of the reward. He had respect to the repayment of reward.
It's like Job. Respect the master.
It's the repart, repayment. Why can't it just be payment?
Because God...
He's getting back and then some.
Because God says this.
More.
God says what?
Tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
Those that.
Wait a minute. Second Timothy. This is just 2 Timothy chapter 2. Mm-hmm. Keep your hand in Hebrews.
This is an application for us since it's not.
This is a principle. This is a principle throughout Scripture.
Right, but you can go to the Gospels for it. He talks about what we've given up everything. What therefore shall we have?
You get the recompense of the reward.
Exactly.
And they say, well, what does that mean? What does that mean for us, Jesus? And he said, you will what?
Suffer.
sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Okay.
Or like Job, who's a picture of Israel suffering through the tribulation, where he loses everything, his health, his family, his livestock, his home, and at the end he gets it back double.
Or the Exodus, where they're paying him out. Exodus, Egypt paying him out.
You're talking about coming out with the spoils.
Yeah,
that's not quite.
Yeah, they hadn't endured the
suffering, right? That's not quite suffering. That's like get out of here. 2 Timothy 2:10, 2:9. Paul says, "Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds." But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him.
Check.
Is that true? Check. Okay. If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him.
Yeah, we do.
If we deny him, he will also deny us.
Positions.
Deny him what?
The Lord. Oh, service.
If we deny him,
I said service.
If we deny him, keep it with the verse. Keep it with the verse. If we suffer with him, mm-hmm. we shall also reign with him.
Suffering.
If we deny him, he will also deny us. If you deny him the suffering,
you don't get the recompense of the suffering.
You don't. And he said, "That's the what? If we suffer with him, we will
reign.
If we deny him, he will." Deny you what?
Reigning.
Okay. You just said it before. But, 13, if we believe not.
Well, that's what I meant by positions. The principalities, powers, mights, dominions. Anyway, those are positions of government authority, which is reigning.
That's, yeah.
I mean, am I drawing the right connection?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking that way.
I'm sorry.
She didn't say that. If we believe not. Yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Now, we used to sing a song in Detroit. No, they probably do. I'm not there anymore. But they would sing, and this is just they say, you can't beat God giving. No matter how you try. They said, the more you give, the more he gives to you. So just keep on giving. That's what, because it's really true that you can't beat God giving. So he says, if we believe not, he abideth faithful. He said, look, my offer is still there. Bob. You suffer, you get nothing.
If you don't, you won't.
That's why I said you get nothing. I wanted somebody to jump in and say, no. If you suffer,
rain.
If you don't,
you won't.
And he said, he said, you could take that.
Zilch.
You can take that
to the bank.
To the bank. He said,
ding, ding, I got one.
You got two, yes. Now, 26, back to Hebrews. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than the riches in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. 27, by faith. He forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now, how many times you saw the Ten Commandments and you see Moses running because he's scared? He's scared of the king. And he said, oh, this thing is known. And he takes off. Right here, you see that he didn't leave in fear. God told him, hey, go. By faith, he left. God says, go. And he goes out to the wilderness to be a
shepherd.
And he says, he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He knew, what are you looking for?
Shepherd.
Oh. He knew God. Look, if God told him to go, and God, he's following God by faith. I like that. He said he endured as seeing him who can't be seen. The only way I see him is through his promise. He said, what God told me, he said, that's what I'm hanging on to. You know what's funny? And he got out there and started keeping the flock and had his son, didn't even circumcise him. How about that faith?
You're a bloody man to me.
But 28, through faith he kept the Passover. 28, and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting to do were drowned. You know what? You see these events, these major events in the life of God's people, and it's all, everything they did was what?
By faith.
Thank you, sir. Everything was by faith. I see we're going to have to wrap this one up early.
Faith and fail.
It was by faith.
Faith and fail.
So, like, we read the stories, and...
But it doesn't necessarily say, like, sometimes when you don't see where God talks to them or lets them know things.
Right.
So that's the part that you just miss sometimes, because you don't think some of it's by faith.
Right.
It's like, you know, sometimes I always thought it was just like they're out there doing their own thing and God's kind of intervening here and there, but like that they wouldn't give them, I guess, actual instruction or...
Right.
You have to have instruction to have faith.
Like we think like this. They wander out to the Red Sea and like, oh no, oh no, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, Moses? And like he says, I don't know. But God, you know, when he gets there and he says, very calmly, he says, tell him to stand still and see. The salvation of the Lord. And he tell you, when I tell you to raise the stick, you raise the stick. And he says, they get there. And they look around and like, they're coming. Do something. And he said, relax. Then he said, now, raise the stick. Just enough time for them to get through there. I guess when that last one gets over there and steps off and he lets it down. They're all in the middle. You saw the movie, right?
Yeah.
But like Blake said, you don't see. Sometimes we read and we don't see the interjections where, like Hebrews says, he did this by faith. Where here's the lady, you know, she's bathing the son, and she's, oh, I don't want them to get him. She's doing this what?
She was told.
By faith.
She's doing it by faith.
Not out of fear.
Not out of... Look, God says, nah. I just bet. I just bet, I, this is speculation, I just bet God probably told her how to make that ark. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Just the big
one. And push him up that way. Push him up the river. When you go out there, 3 o'clock, she's going to be out there washing, and you push him that way. And you know what? And he just floats right there. And as soon as, you know what? And she probably got her back turned, and it's coming down. She doesn't even see it. And he said, right now. Yeah. What? Wow. What a
coincidence.
Sure it was.
What was that in Ruth by Chance? She was out in the field.
right. You get it. No.
Providence.
29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Now he listed, look, the list goes on. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Help me out. My page is gone.
Oh, women received their dead.
Women received. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better resurrection. Look, you can't endure that type of persecution and that type of suffering if you don't have hope in something better.
Sounds like what we're supposed to suffer. We suffer,
we're right.
It's a better resurrection.
Let me say it this way. Uh-huh. Right. Now, they knew that. You won't suffer. We won't suffer. We won't choose to suffer if we don't think that we're going to have the
reward.
The recompense of the reward. Right? If you think, why am I going? Why?
What's the point?
Is, you know, it's just like school. Why study?
Get a degree.
Why study if it doesn't make a difference? You don't realize. You know what? Sure, you can get by with C's and D's. But when they start giving out scholarships, mm-hmm. and they look at your GPA,
pass.
And they're just like, nah.
Didn't hurt.
You know what it was? Animal House, when they were like giving out GPAs, and they was like, Bluto Blutarski, GPA 0.0. And I thought, you know what? It's all good while you're having fun. Mm-hmm. Until that day when the recompense is given, and then you realize, like, man, I should put a little more into this. I should have given a little more thought. Mm-hmm. And They did it that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others, 36, had trial of cruel mockings, of scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. That's quite a list. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, you know, and I we talked about this before. They were all witnesses. Right? Mm-hmm. And you know the word for witness and martyr is the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So if you want to be a good witness, guess what?
Be a good martyr.
Get ready to witness.
Get ready to die.
Hmm. That's something, huh?
Put your rewards on the other side.
That's right. That's what you got to believe. Of whom, 38, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Can you imagine? All those people, they looked forward to a better resurrection. And guess what? They didn't get it.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In a little while.
That's what he's going to tell you. You know, it's verse 39. He says, through faith they received, they got a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. I'll read it again. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect.
That hurts my brain.
Okay.
Well, they're perfected in the end. The Old Testament is raised after the tribulation, like 45 days after the second coming.
This is talking about the Jews now, right?
Talking about the Jews, right.
So it's saying for us, those that are currently suffering, that they without us should not be made perfect, because that perfection happens in the kingdom. The kingdom is established at the second coming. And then at that point, the Old Testament saints are, after all that's been dealt with, then the Old Testament saints are raised.
So, you know what? One, this is the same principle in Thessalonians where he says that, that
Christ shall rise.
He said, don't sorrow
as other people
who have no hope concerning them who are asleep in Christ. He said, don't worry about it. He said, they're sleeping in Christ. And he says, the dead in Christ shall be what? And then we which are alive and remain. Because he's saying this. He's, this is how you know. This is how, you know, and we talked about this a while ago. People say, you know what? Billy died. He went to heaven and he was eating. He's walking around heaven and he saw all these things in heaven and mm-hmm. and
unicorns.
The Lord told him it wasn't his time yet and he sent him back down.
Purple Jesus.
So.
Did you say purple Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, they write these stories about the kid that goes to heaven, comes back, right. And he sees all this stuff.
Right. And then the kid has gospel back.
That's amazing.
But
we know better.
The you know that is because this the same principle is this. that they cannot be made perfect without us, nor we them. There's only, when he talks about the resurrection, they have to wait. Just like,
what do they need us for, though? That's the question.
It's not like it's based on them. It's God's time. It's God's time.
Okay, but this says,
in his purpose and plan.
This isn't saying us.
That they without us should not be made perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right. They still have to.
It's us, the Hebrews.
The ones that are asleep.
Oh.
They still have to go through the Jews that it's written to. They still have to go through that. The resurrection is not until all that's over. And he says they wait. Perfect it is. They can't reach their intended end without
being mature, complete until the timeline's done.
Right. He said, look.
But it's not because of us.
No.
Right.
So they can't do it without us because it's not God's timing for them
exactly.
to do it before we.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you'd have some people walking around right now with a glorified body, and you'd say, hey.
How'd you do
that? And you say, don't you know?
Well, I got something.
And then I say, well, wait a minute. He said, you'll get yours.
No, it's because of God's mercy. He wanted us to come in.
Yeah, just hang on. You'll get yours too. And you see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, because like for us, you got those that have died in Christ. And then there's us that are alive. And at some point, there will be those believers that are alive when the Lord ends this program. And that's when we're all gone up. We all receive our glorified bodies. Because
it's time.
Has ended, and
because
it's
time.
To go to there and for God's timing to pick back up with Israel. And this book is written to those people that are going to go through that period of time. And it's saying, that's why it says all these faith guys were looking back how they trusted.
And they did not obtain the promise.
Right.
Because it wasn't time.
It wasn't time.
For the promise. But he says, but it's coming. And I said this Tuesday about healing. We were talking about healing. And we were talking about what a man seeth.
What does he hope for?
Why does he yet hope for? So if God healed us and when he healed,
wouldn't have anything to look forward to.
When he healed those people, then they were made whole. It wasn't like a patch job.
Mm-hmm. And all that was merely to point to something bigger. It wasn't
no.
That was the end in of itself.
Let me ask you this. This is while we close this out. We got to the Hebrews 40, or verse 40. The nation was to be a kingdom of priests, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the function? What's the function of a priest?
Mediator.
He was, okay, he's a mediator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between God and man. But he was a healer in the tribe. And well, that tribe was the tribe of Levi.
Mm-hmm.
He picked out one tribe, and he told the nation that I want you to be a kingdom, a priest. That means every one of them should be doing this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but he draws that back and he says, when they went into the law contract, he said, I'll pick one tribe out to be the priest tribe. Okay? Now, He said, now, this is one thing about the priests. They can have no deformities, no sickness, no diseases,
no broken stuff,
no I'm looking for the, yeah, okay, I'll go with that. Yeah, but they were to be whole. They were to be perfect. No blemish. Okay, so that's Leviticus in there somewhere. So when the Lord shows up, and guess how many, guess when he shows up to the nation of priests, and they're all blind, they're sick, lame, halt, deaf. Some of them, they got all kinds of sickness, disease. That's the nation of priests. What do you think about that? Who's winning? Who's winning?
The deceiver, the defiler.
What does that look like? Okay, good. I didn't know if I was.
The deformed
fists. There you go.
With the glands, yes.
This will make that Jacob. What's another word for Jacob?
Israel.
Are you sorry?
Sorry. That was a bad one.
Okay. He's got them.
Got you now.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, when the Lord shows up, this is, they said, this is how you know it's him.
Because he's got to make all y'all right.
When he's got to make them, he's got to make them what?
He's going to heal them.
He's got to make them what?
Perfect.
He's got to make them what?
Clean.
He's got to make them, yes. He's got to make the kingdom. He's got to make the kingdom
a priest.
A what?
A priest.
A kingdom of priests. He's got to make him a kingdom of priests.
You can't handle that.
So if Satan is over the kingdom now, he's in there. Guess what? He's got nothing to worry about. Know why?
No. They're the opposite of what?
Because they're the opposite. They're not fit spiritually to do anything. He's got them all covered. So much so that in one man, he said, I got 1,000 in one man. Legion. Mm-hmm. I got something to spare. So the Lord shows up. Look, there were priests in that day. The priests in that day and all the region and round about was what? All these people. Mm-hmm. So Isaiah 35 says, when your God comes, you know. Mm-hmm. Because he will take care of all this. Mm-hmm. And the Lord shows up, he says, I'm coming to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I'm coming to preach deliverance to the captives. He said, today, this day. You know what? They said, wow. That's a good sermon. They did. They said they wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth. He said, that's what I'm here for. He said, today is your day. So he does all that. You know what he starts to do? He starts to heal all manner of disease and sickness. Right? Mm-hmm. He raises the dead. Unstops the ears of the deaf. Heal the lame. Heal the sick. He opened the blinded eyes. Heal the halt man. Cleanse the lepers. He said, you want me now? You want me now? Nation? You want me now?
Presentable credentials.
Yeah. And they say what?
We'll have no king.
Crucify him.
No, we don't. So, he says, when I leave the house, after it's been swept,
seven more come back.
After it's been swept clean and garnished, and I leave the house, he says, when he comes back, the next wave,
it'll be seven times worse.
Seven times worse than that. The reason I said this was because we look at the healing program. That's why the healing program was intact, because they were to be a kingdom of priests. That's not us. So when you see everything you see in here, you see today. And you will see it today. Why?
What are you talking about? The blindness and all that?
Yeah, I'm saying all that. Why? Why would you see it today?
You mean why people are sick?
Oh, yeah. Because we live in a cursed world.
We're not supposed to be a kingdom of priests either.
That's it. Yeah. Now,
it's the natural reaping and sowing. It's not.
So, you okay? Okay. So, this is just solely about the healing and all the program. The healing program, okay? Now,
it's like it had a purpose.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like instead of like, because the way that you're kind of, most people brought up.
They're all signs to assign believing people. See, now, what I say, how do we know they're here? He's got to show them. He says, he goes to the man, he says, it's on the Sabbath day, he says, take up your bed and walk. And he said, hey, you can't be a god. You just what?
Healed on the Sabbath.
Just healed on the Sabbath. He said, okay, tell you what, your sins be forgiven.
Only God can forgive sins.
He blasphemeth. They're like,
they're supposed to draw the connection.
What's easier?
Yeah.
What's easier for you to believe? For me to say, take up your bed and walk? Or to say, your sins be forgiven?
Sign.
Which one? Which one you want?
The bed.
If I give you one, you say, I ain't the one. If I give the other one, you say, he ain't the one. Mm-hmm. He said, but that you may know that the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Also, he says, he said, nah, that's your sign. I'm him. John's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
you sure that's him or
he says something. Go ask him. Go ask him. Go ask him what? Is he the one, or should we look for another? And he said, go tell John everything that you see me doing. Mm-hmm. He says, okay, I'm satisfied. Now, only reason I said that was to show the difference. The program, they were in a covenant of signs. That's how God dealt with them, so they could believe that it's him. And the moment when they when they reject him in that program, that's why you don't see it done like that today. And you won't, because he's not dealing with them and he's not dealing with us as signed people. As a matter of fact, he tells us the very opposite, that you know what, you're going to have to ride this thing to the end.
Ride it till the wheels fall off.
You're going to have to ride it till the wheels fall off. And he says, and I'll work on the inside while you're riding. You know, I take this lady to the guard shack every day, and she get in the car, and this is just the opposite. It's kind of clean on the outside, kind of. On the inside, though, it's a mess. And every time she get in, I say, you know what? One day, it's going to be clean. You're going to get in here, it's going to be clean. And it's like I tell my, I say, like, look, one day, it's going to be clean. One day. Just not today.
When the Lord comes back, it'll be changed in an instant.
So, but, you know what? In the meantime, you got to endure that. And that's the same thing with this. You know, the Lord says, you know, this our man is perishing, he said, but I'm working on the inside. Mm-hmm. And on the inside, I give you what it takes to endure what's happening on the outside.
Which is your testimony to the world that though we're perishing, we have faith in what God has promised us.
Yes. If this outward man, if this house dissolves,
and it will.
You said you got a new building, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now, the only reason I thought it would be good, since we were doing that, to bring out why the program was the healing program in the first place for the nation. Why he sent them, he says, look, preach the kingdom of heaven, and when you go, first thing he says, what? Heal the sick. Raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons, freely give, freely receive.
Prepare them to be
priests. Bam, there you go. All right, let's stop right there. Next week we'll pick up Hebrews 12. Yeah. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the information that you have recorded for us. We pray that as we continue to study and to learn and to grow, that you would open our understanding as we continue to search these things out. We thank you for the time we spent here. We thank you for those who are here. Lord, strengthen our hearts and minds as we leave here. Give us a desire, a spiritual understanding, to as we continue to study and believe your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.